ಸಂ ತತೋ ಜಾಯಾಮುದೀರಯೇತ್ ನಷ್ಟಪ್ರಾಯೇಷು ಅಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವತೀರುತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಟಿಕೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ದೇವಕೀ ನಂದನಾಯ ಚ ನಂದಗೋಪಕುಮಾರಾಯ ಗೋವಿಂದಾಯ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ರೀಡಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 15 ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 19 ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 18 ಫಸ್ಟ್. ನರ್ಮಾಣ್ಯುಂದಾರ ರುಚಿರ ಸ್ಮಿತ್ ತಶೋಭಿತಾನಿ ಮಾನ್ಯುಂದಾರ ರುಚಿರ ಸ್ಮಿತ್ ಹೇ ಪಾರ್ಥ ಹೇರ್ಜುನ ಸಖೇ ಕುರು ನಂದನೇತಿ ಸಂಜಲ್ಪಿತಾನಿ ನರದೇವ ಹೃದಿ ಸ್ಪೃಶಾನಿ ಸ್ಮರ್ತುಲ್ ಲುಂಠತಿ ಹೃದಂ ಮಮ ಮಾಧವಸ್ಯ ನರ್ಮಾಣ್ಯುದಾರ ರುಚಿರ ಸ್ಮಿತ ಶೋಭಿತಾನಿ ಹೇ ಪಾರ್ಥ ಹೇರ್ಜುನ ಸಖೇ ಕುರು ನಂದನೇತಿ ಸಂಜಲ್ಪಿತಾನಿ ನರದೇವ ಹೃದಿ ಸ್ಪೃಶಾನಿ ಸ್ಮರ್ತುರ್ಲುಠಂತಿ ಹೃದಯಂ ಮಮ ಮಾಧವಸ್ಯ ನರ್ಮಾಣ್ಯುದಾರ ರುಚಿರ ಸ್ಮಿತ ಶೋಭಿತಾನಿ ಹೇ ಪಾರ್ಥ ಹೇರ್ಜುನ ಸಖೇ ಕುರು ನಂದನೇತಿ ಸಂಜಲ್ಪಿತಾನಿ ನರದೇವ ಹೃದಿ ಸ್ಪೃಶಾನಿ ಸ್ಮರ್ತುರ್ಲುಠಂತಿ ಹೃದಯಂ ಮಮ ಮಾಧವಸ್ಯ ನರ್ಮಾಂಜುರಾರ ರುಚಿರಸ್ಮಿತ ಶೋಭಿತಾನಿ ಹೇ ಪಾರ್ಥ ಅರ್ಜುನ ಸಖೇ ಕುರು ನಂದನೇತಿ ಸಂಜಲ್ಪಿತಾನಿ ನರದೇವ ಹೃದಿ ಸ್ಪೃಶಾನಿ ಸ್ಮರ್ತುರ್ಲುಠಂತಿ ಹೃದಯಂ ಮಮ ಮಾಧವಸ್ಯ ನರ್ಮಾಣ್ಯುದಾರ ರುಚಿರ ಸ್ಮಿತ ಶೋಭಿತಾನಿ ಹೇ ಪಾರ್ಥ ಹೇರ್ಜುನ ಸಖೇ ಕುರು ನಂದನೇತಿ ಸಂಜಲ್ಪಿತಾನಿ ನರದೇವ ಹೃದಿ ಸ್ಪೃಶಾನಿ ಸ್ಮರ್ತುರ್ಲುಠಂತಿ ಹೃದಯಂ ಮಮ ಮಾಧವಸ್ಯ ನರ್ಮಾಣ್ಯುದಾರ ರುಚಿರ ಸ್ಮಿತ ಶೋಭಿತಾನಿ ಹೇ ಪಾರ್ಥ ಹೇ ಅರ್ಜುನ ಸಖೇ ಕುರು ನಂದನೇತಿ ಸಂಜಲ್ಪಿತಾನಿ ನರದೇವ ಹೃದಿ ಸ್ಪೃಶಾನಿ ಸ್ಮರ್ತುರ್ಲುಠಂತಿ ಹೃದಯಂ ಮಮ ಮಾಧವಸ್ಯ ನರ್ಮಾಣ್ಯುದಾರ ರುಚಿರ ಸ್ಮಿತ ಶೋಭಿತಾನಿ ಹೇ ಪಾರ್ಥ ಹೇರ್ಜುನ ಸಖೇ ಕುರು ನಂದನೇತಿ ಸಂಜಲ್ಪಿತಾನಿ ನರದೇವ ಹೃದಿ ಸ್ಪೃಶಾನಿ స్మర్తుర్లుఠంతి హృదయం మమ మాధవస్య. నర్మాణ్యుదారరుచిరస్మితశోభితాని హే పార్థ హేర్జున సఖే కురు నందనేతి సంజల్పితాని నరదేవ హృది స్పృశాణి. స్మర్తుర్లుఠంతి హృదయం మమ మాధవస్య. నర్మాణ్యుదారరుచిరస్మితశోభితాని హే పార్థ హేర్జున సఖే కురు నందనేతి సంజల్పితాని నరదేవ హృది స్పృశాని. స్మర్తుర్లుఠంతి హృదయం మమ మాధవస్య. నర్మాణ్యుదారరుచిరస్మితశోభితాని హే పార్థ హేర్జున సఖే కురు నందనేతి సంజల్పితాని నరదేవ హృది స్పృశాని. స్మర్తుర్లుఠంతి హృదయం మమ మాధవస్య. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పోర్ట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఈ భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. ఓ కింగ్, his jokings and frank talks were pleasing and beautifully decorated with smiles. His addresses unto me as O son of Pritha, O friend, O son of the Kuru dynasty, and all such heartiness are now remembered by me, and thus I am overwhelmed. We'll go to next verse as there is no purport for this verse. Shayyasanatana vikathana bhojanadi ైక్యాద్వయస్య ఋతవానితి విప్రలబ్ధ సఖ్యు సఖేవ పితృవత్తనయస్య సర్వం సేహే మహాన్ మహితయా ఉమతేరగమ్మే. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్. జనరలీ బోత్ ఆఫ్ అస్ యూస్ టు లివ్ టుగెదర్ అండ్ స్లీప్ సిట్ అండ్ లాయిటర్ టుగెదర్ అండ్ అట్ ద టైమ్ ఆఫ్ advertising oneself for acts of chivalry, sometimes if there was any irregularity, I used to reproach him by saying, "My friend, you are very truthful." Even in those hours when his value was minimized, he, being the supreme soul, used to tolerate all those utterings of mine, excusing me exactly as a true friend excuses his true friend, or a father excuses his son. Purport. Since the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, is all perfect, his transcendental pastimes with his pure devotees never lack anything in any respect, either as a friend, son, or lover. The Lord relishes the reproaches of friends, parents, or fiancés more than the Vedic hymns offered to him by great learned scholars and religionists in an official fashion. ఓం అజ్ఞానతిమిరంధస్య జ్ఞానాంజనశలాకయా చక్షురున్మిలితం యేన తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః. శ్రీచైతన్య మనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలే స్వయం రూపః కదా మహ్యం దదాతి స్వపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురో శ్రీయుతాపదకమలం శ్రీగురూన్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాగ్రజాతాన్ సహగణరఘునాథాన్వితాంస్తం సజీవం సాధ్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనా సహితం కృష్ణచైతన్యదే శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణ లలితా శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాంశ్చ. నమాం విష్ణుపాదాయ కృష్ణప్రేష్టాయ భూతలే శ్రీమతే భక్తివేదాంత స్వామీనితి నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతీ దేవే గౌరవాణీ ప్రచారిణే నిర్విశేష శూన్యవాదీ పాశ్చాత్య దేశ తారిణే వాంఛాకల్పతరు కృపా సింధుభ్యేవ చ పతితా పవిత్రానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జై శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభో నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌరభక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. మూఖం కరోతి వాచాలం పంగుం లంగాయతే గిరిం యత్కృపాతమహం వందే శ్రీగరు దీనతారిణం పరమానందమాధవం శ్రీచైతన్యీశ్వరం. హరే కృష్ణ. ఐ సీక్ ఆల్ డ్యూటీస్ బ్లెస్సింగ్స్ సో దట్ ఐ కెన్ స్పీక్ సంథింగ్ గ్లోరిఫైయింగ్ గాడ్, ప్యూరిఫైయింగ్ మై సెల్ఫ్ అండ్ విచ్ ఇస్ ప్లీజింగ్ టు ఆల్ ఆఫ్ యూ. సో in this chapter, the Pandavas retire timely, we are seeing the till verse 17 Arjuna was remembering Krishna's interactions, but it was more of, you know, with outsiders, how he protected from, you know, Kauravas, how he protected from, you know, different demons. But from this verse onwards, like 18 next 5 verses, he is remembering most intensely his own interactions with Krishna, which are, you know, very intimate in nature. So in the first verse, there is an interesting word comes, you know, sanjalpitani. So Prabhupada translates it as such conversion. So jalpa means convergence, you know. And Srila Prabhupada, you know, quotes Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, who in turn quotes actually Rupa Goswami, that in Ujjwala Nilamani, there are 10 kinds of jalpa, you know, they are mentioned. And this is like parijalpa, vijalpa, ujjwalpa, sanjalpa, avajalpa, abhijalpa, ajalpa, pratijalpa, sujalpa. These are 9. And the one which we like the most and do the most is prajalpa. You know? So, we'll see that how we can, like, you know, try to avoid that. So this, like, you know, whenever we come across any devotees, generally is, you know, tendency to talk. So, we start with, you know, Hare Krishna, who are you? And, you know, just go on, talks go on. Most of the times, the talk just, you know, gets over in these pleasantries, and there is no discussion about Krishna or his pastimes. So there is, one may say that, you know, because of time or, you know, whatever. But actually, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Machita Madgata Prana Bodhayantas Parasparam Kathayantascha Maam Nityam Tushchanticha Ramanticha. So when devotees come together, what they do? They discuss about me, and in that they relish. So, yeah, like on practical basis, also like when we meet across devotees, we can try to speak at least something about Lord. Time may be very short, but it can be as simple as that, you know. Can you please tell me which name of Lord Krishna you like the most? And then he will tell you one, you tell one. It's Machita Madgata Prana. So yes, you know, it's not that we don't have to ask about devotees' well-being or, you know, how things going in life. Even, you know, acharyas like Sanatan Goswami. And Sanatan Goswami used to, you know, travel across Vraja. He used to ask, you know, how are you? Is your daughter got married? How is your cow? You know, like that they're asking. There's genuine inquiries. But at the same time, they used to also impart knowledge about Krishna. So, same way, whenever we talk, especially with our friends, we can make a rule. Like, I remember one of my mentors, he told me, like, once a week I used to meet him, he used to say that whenever you come next time, you should by heart one verse and come. Because I had tendency to by heart filmy songs. So, you know, he said, instead of that, you know, by heart verses, come and tell me when you come next time. So that way, you know, so I was very conscious throughout week that is, I have to by heart this verse so that I can meet next time. So same way, when we can pair up with our devotees whom we meet regularly, okay, we'll make a, like, you know, next time when I come, it can be either, you know, some shloka or some pastime, or, you know, there are so many Krishna conscious games also we can play. Like, okay, I'll tell you a dialogue, you know, what is the news, you know, tell me who said to whom. And he has to scratch the head, oh, you know, actually, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he meets Haridas Thakur, he asks, you know, what is the news, you know. So like this, we can take small steps, but that can help us to avoid this, you know, our most favorite, you know, prajalpa. And then, when we do this, what will happen? Oh, sorry. And then the worst kind of prajalpa we can do is criticizing devotees. We should never do that. Even if we need to share some of our bad experiences about something, some situation about some devotees, we have to tell first, you know, good qualities, okay, this devotee is good, this, but somehow I had this experience, and then again tell good qualities, so that we don't get into this, you know, most degrading prajalpa, that is, you know, offending devotees. So yeah, this is like, you know, some thoughts on this word, you know, jalpa. So then we see that in this verse, Arjuna, he is mentioning about Krishna's dealings with him as a friend. So there are two kinds of friendships, you know, mentioned. So one in sambrama and one in vibrama. So sambrama means the devotees who don't have the conception that Supreme Lord is supreme. And vibrama means they have some conception. Like in Arjuna, if we see that, you know, yes, Krishna was his friend, but sometime Arjuna was, you know, he used to play a role as a disciple, you know, at the start of Bhagavad Gita. Sometimes he, you know, address him as, you know, Lord of Yadu. So the friends, the gopas in the Vrindavan Leela, they are all beyond this conception of supremacy of Lord. But Arjuna, he had some conception of Lord, you know. So especially in Bhagavad Gita, when he speaks about, like when Lord shows his Virat Rupa, you know, he says, you know, please forgive me, I called you as, you know, Oh, Madhava, Yadava, you know, as a friend, but you are such a big, you know, so that's not there in the pure devotees in who are in Sakyaras in Vrindavan. So this Arjuna is now explaining that how Krishna had, like, you know, there were many irregularities, but Krishna always excused us. So, like, you know, when Krishna used to say something, oh, you know, I killed this and, you know, that demon, and if there were some details, you know, may not be correct, but then Arjuna used to say, oh, you know, you are so truthful, like, you know, saying, you know, so it's like kind of, you know, putting him down. But Krishna just used to smile, you know, and friends, that was fine. So if Krishna has to say, hey, you know, I am Supreme Lord, you know what you are doing, but no, Krishna, as Prabhupada mentions, there is, like, you know, his transcendental pastime never lack anything in any respect. So as a friend also, whatever emotions one may have, we can fully have those dealings with Krishna. And that's what, you know, Arjuna is so nicely remembering. So actually that also shows this particular word, you know, he always excuses, tolerated, you know, sarvam sehe means tolerated. So Krishna, he is in such an amazing Lord that we can never make him angry. You know, with any living entities, whatever we may do, we can never make Krishna upset with us. Okay, for some time, if we trouble Krishna's devotee, he may put us under, you know, Mayadevi's, you know, catering, you know, care, and, you know, put us away. But you do anything, Krishna won't get upset. Because if he gets upset, what chance we have? So Krishna is, you know, that way, is all merciful. And then Krishna's this bhakta vatsal, you know, special quality which he describes. We take, like, you know, there are just n number of pastimes which prove that devotees sometimes may do something, you know, unwarranted for, but still Krishna never, you know, gets upset with them. Krishna always excuses as a parent. That also gives this, you know, glimpse of Krishna's nature, that he gives somebody service, he gives somebody power, and at the same time he gives the autonomy, right? Autonomous nature to that person. Like, for example, he has made Brahmaji, Shivji in charges, and he has given them power to give benedictions. So now sometimes what happens, that these devotees, they go overboard. Like Indra, he was in charge of rain, but during Govardhan pastime, we see that he did little too much, but Krishna still excused him. You know, Brahmaji, sometimes he also gives benedictions to the demons left and right. He also doesn't realize, you know, just take it. And then, like, you know, we have Narasimhadev, you know, appearance day coming Friday. When Hiranyakashipu asked benediction, I should not kill by, you know, any living entity created by you. He should neither be man nor animal, neither in daytime nor in nighttime, neither inside, neither outside of house, sea, nor with any weapons, nor with any mantras, you know, nor with any living entity, nor with any, you know, any dead elements. he covered all, you know, kind of, you know, you know, covering all the aspects of, you know, he thought I am invincible. And then, you know, Lord had to take that form. Of course, if Krishna wants, he could have come just as a Krishna or Lord Narayana, or even, you know, he could have ruptured one of the veins in his, you know, Hiranyakashipu's heart and killed him. But Krishna's magnanimity is that he keeps that autonomy, you know, the autonomous nature with this, you know, in charges, whatever powers he gives, and he abides by them, their rules. So, okay, Brahmaji said, I should not, he should not be killed by this, that. Fine, I'll take care of everything. I'll have a special incarnation only for this. So that's Lord's, magnanimity. So similarly, sometimes we also, when we do some services, we are made some in charges. We are also, given some autonomous nature, and some powers, okay, just do it. And then what happens that sometimes we do some mistake as well. So sometimes the seniors, they see us, but they don't prefer to correct us. They'll think that, okay, they'll learn, by the time. But that should not give us that, okay, I did this mistake. Nobody, told me anything, so that's okay, I guess, if I do that. No, actually, devotees and, Lord, he knows, but they just want us to grow, and therefore they give that, little freedom, but we have to exercise that freedom and that power very wisely. And then we have to always remember Lord's, merciful, all-knowing nature. Also, this Lord's, nature of, as a excusing parent is proven that Lord is known as Animesh. Animesh means one who doesn't blink his eye. But actually, Krishna does blink his eye. When we do some mistake, he just blinks it. Just go ahead. continuing devotional service. So that's Krishna's magnanimity, so he's ready to, excuse us for, any miss, small, shortcomings that we have. Also, we see that when this Lord, who is already so much magnanimous, sometimes he may be little demanding, like Krishna says, sarva dharma anparityaja mamekam sharanam raja. And then sometimes he may be, little harsh on the demons, he may, kill them. But his devotees, and especially the internal potency of Lord, when it combines with the Lord, when it is together with the Lord, becomes more merciful. Like yesterday was appearance day of Mother Sita, consort of Lord Sri Ram. So we see that how Mother Sita was so merciful that not even a single demon was killed in front of Mother Sita. There's a pastime where in Virad, the demon, when they enter Dandakaranya forest, this Virad, he sees Ram, Lakshman and, Sita, Mata. And then what he does is that he captures Mother Sita and, tries to run away. So Lord Ram and Lakshman, he says, wait, fight with us. So that time, Virada understands that they are actually, means there is a conversation, nice dialogue between them. Virada is shouting, angrily on Lord, and Lord Ram, again rebuking, and Lakshmana speaking in between angrily. So in that dialogue, Virada comes to know that this is Ram and Lakshman. So what Virada does is that he keeps Mother Sita away. He catch holds of, Ram Lakshman, and he runs, far in the forest. The reason is given that Virada was knowing that he was a Gandharva actually, Bhumbaru or somebody, in previous life. So he was knowing that I have to get killed by them, but if I am in front of Mother Sita, they won't kill me because Mother won't allow. So what he does intelligently, he captures Lord and Lakshman and he runs in the forest, away from Mother Sita's vision. And then that time, Lord Ram and Lakshman, they kill him. So another pastime that how is this Mother Sita was so merciful, that when Lord Ram and Mother Sita, they were sitting alone in Chitrakoot, that time this Indra's son, Jayanta, he sees, Mother Sita. And, he gets very nasty thoughts and he takes a form of a crow and he comes and he scratches Mother Sita's back. And then, of course, naturally she, cries in pain. So that time, Lord Ram was not having any, his bow, arrow, nothing was with him. What he does is, he just take a kusha grass and then he, sends behind this, guy, this Jayanta, who was in the form of crow. Then this crow, since he was son of Indra, he had a lot of power. So he, travels all over the universes. But this Kushagras, he takes the form of a Brahmastra and, he's behind it. So at the last, this Jayanta, he comes back and, he was, trying to take shelter of Lord Ram, but he was so exhausted that he falls from a distance actually, from, where Mother Sita and Lord Ram was sitting. And, this Brahmastra is coming to kill him. You know what Mother Sita does? She goes there, she picks up this crow and puts him, in the lotus feet of Lord Ram. He said, Lord Ram, please forgive him. He doesn't know, what he's doing. And then Lord Ram forgives him, but he says, as a punishment, he said, my arrow doesn't go west. So he just plucks out, one of the eye of that crow. So this shows the ultra merciful nature of, the feminine potency of Lord, our eternal mother, Srimati Radharani, Srimati Sita. Or, we have Rukmini Dwarka, Rukmini Ji appearance day. We celebrated Sunday, but it's actually coming tomorrow. So Rukmini Ji's pastime also we see when Lord kidnaps Mother Rukmini and they were going. This, Rukmini and company, they attack. So, Lord, just pushes back everybody. Balaramji comes, he takes care. And then Rukmini comes and he starts fighting with Lord. Rukmini shots arrow at Lord, Lord retaliates. And within no time actually, Lord was about to kill. And that time, Mother Rukmini, she with folded hands, she prays to Lord, yes, my brother, please forgive him. Now, if we have to be rational, we have said that, this is the same guy. I wanted to marry you, peacefully. He arranged my marriage with Shishupal. Not only that, even my father wanted, you to be my husband. He did not listen. He was so adamant. And then, not only that, he arranged all his Jayadrath and, Shishupal and, this Dantavakra, everybody, all these guys, they came together so that they wanted to fight with you. So he is the cause, kill him. No. This is the most merciful nature of, mother. What she does? She says, no, that's fine. Forgive him. Forgive Rukmini. So we see, even in Krishna Leela, Krishna killed no demon in front of Srimati Radharani. All the demons, they used to take him away and kill him. So because that's the mother's nature, they won't allow, even they are demonic. Even Ravana, he was not killed in front of Mother Sita. Ravana was killed, long back, long away. So that shows, so Lord already he excuses. More or less we have a bonus what? Like when Lord's potency is with him. So therefore always we, like to see, Radha Krishna together or, Rukmini Dwarkadish or Sitaram. So now for us there is one more bonus. The same Radha Krishna in Kali Yuga they appear as Lord Chaitanya. See what a mercy. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so in Kali Yuga, his rate of forgiving is accelerated to a great extent. He forgives who not actually. Even this Gopal Chappal and company who had tried to defile Srivas Thakur's reputation, Lord even later Lord even forgives them as well. Jagai Madai, we know famous pastime. So we see that. Lord, when come as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he becomes more magnanimous, That's why we say him, Namo Mahavadanya Avatar. So now, we all, there is a pastime wherein, when Lord Chaitanya wants to go to Vrindavan for first time, this King Prataparudra, he asks his minister to make all the arrangements, arrange for a boat and everything during his journey. So there comes one incident wherein they had to cross the border of Odisha and enter in Pashim, West Bengal. And there the kingdom was under control of a Mughal emperor. And he was famous for torturing devotees and, cow eater and, what not, doing all nonsense. So then what this King Prataparudra, what he does is that he says to Lord Chaitanya, he sends one minister. He says, let us, let this minister negotiate with the king and his men, and let once the negotiation is settled, you then pass. Otherwise, this person is really, troublemaker. And then, Lord says, fine. And what he does, Lord is just, chanting, dancing, there, giving everybody, holy name. And this Yavana king, he sends one of the spy to this place, to see, what's happening on the other side of this, river. So there, they see that. This spy comes and tells that this is, these people are there just chanting, dancing, and this the sannyasi it seems that he is, you know, God or what, I don't know, you know, nobody goes home only. They are there in the kirtan and they just remain there, you know, they are happily chanting, dancing. And just by hearing that, about Lord's description, how he is doing Sankirtan, this Yavana king, he gets transferred. He sends another message, you know, saying that, you know, I'm coming to meet. I won't bring any soldiers. I'm coming without any weapons. Let me just come, like that. And please allow. And then this minister says, fine. And then this person comes. And to everybody's astonishment, this person comes in nice dhoti kurta tilak, you know, properly like a Vaishnava. And then this person had never even seen Lord Chaitanya. He just heard from a spy what he was doing. Okay. Now, then when he comes and he sees Lord from a distance, he offers obeisances and, you know, he gets actually Krishna Prem. He goes into ecstasy. And by seeing him going into ecstasy, the minister of Prataparudra, who had come to, you know, negotiate the terms, he goes and, you know, he falls at Lord Chaitanya's feet and he said, you know, you are most munificent, you know, just, you know, please, you know, if you can convert this person even without talking, even without seeing, you know, just by hearing your holy name, if he has got converted, there's no, like, you know, you please, you know, give me also, you know, your mercy. And then, you know, this person, you know, this Yavana king, he comes in front of Lord and, you know, he offers obeisances. And then this minister tells, you know, Lord wants to go to Vrindavan through Bengal. He wants to visit his devotees. And then, you please arrange for a, there are dacoits in between, so kindly arrange, you know, for some protection. He said, I am the worst dacoit, you know, I'll go personally with Lord. Let's, you know, who will do what harm to Lord. And then this person, this particular Yavana king, his prayers, if we read in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he tells that now, since I have got your mercy, Lord, he does four things. I regret for what I have done in past. Then he says, I pray that I get taste for your holy name. Then I pray that I get some service for you. There is one more thing. I am forgetting that. But anyway, so this most important thing, when we understand this merciful nature of Lord, what we should do? You know, exploit it? No. We should repent. Oh Lord, I did so much, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4. We have all our, you know, laundry list in past. Kindly forgive me. We should repent, regret. And then what we should do? Please, you know, give me shelter of your holy name, shelter of your devotees. And then give me some service, practical service. It's not that we have to understand theoretically, oh, Krishna is Bhaktavatsal, you know, he'll take care. But we have to show love, right? Arjuna, we see what kind of friendship they had. Whatever Krishna want, Arjuna did. Whatever, you know, however difficult it may be, you know, whole Mahabharata is like that. So we see that, you know, we get, like, these are very faith-giving pastimes. These pastimes also tell that Krishna's, some of the pastimes may appear, they are not logical. For example, when Krishna enters the Mathura, when the Kamsa calls him for wrestling match, he goes and what he does, the first thing he sees this washerman and he says, you know, give me some nice clothes, you know. This washerman says, you know, no, they belong to King Kamsa. I am supposed to serve him, I will not give. And what Krishna does? You know, chops off his head. Now somebody may think, you know, rational person, you know, this person, you know, Krishna only gave those clothes in care of, you know, this washerman. So it was like, you know, under Krishna. So whatever washerman did was correct, right? You know, it was Kamsa's cloth and he just said, okay, it belongs to Kamsa. Why did Krishna kill? Actually, if we dig little bit deeper, you know that this was the same guy who had spoken all ill about Mother Sita in his previous life. And Krishna just reciprocated, you know. He had to purify him, right? So, yeah, by delivering him. So, we see that some pastimes of Lord may be bewildering to us. But then, when we see these fine dealings, you know, where Krishna is getting insulted by Arjuna, but still Krishna is saying, it's fine, you know, he's my friend only. The way Krishna used to meet these five Pandavas is also so exemplary. Whenever he missed to Yudhishthira Maharaj, he used to bow down to Yudhishthira Maharaj and Bhima. To Arjuna, he used to embrace. And to Nakula and Sahadeva, he used to give blessings. So, even within five Pandavas, and everybody was knowing Krishna is our Lord. But just imagine, you know, going and bowing down. In Rajasuya, you know what service Krishna took? All department. Krishna took service to wash feet of all devotees, brahmanas. See, when we see these finer pastimes, we understand that some pastime, even if we are not able to understand, then Still we have to understand, no, Krishna is all perfect. It's, you know, it's only thing, you know, I need to dig a little bit more and I'll come to know why Krishna behaved in this way. So, if we understand this, then we'll not have any questions about, or we won't get any confused, you know, why Krishna, you know, asked Arjuna to kill Karna, you know, all those things will be, you know, sorted out right away. And then, lastly, this mercy of Lord Chaitanya, sometimes if we offend devotees or, you know, that may get covered, but there is somebody more merciful. That is who? Lord Nityananda. And that mercy is coming to us through Srila Prabhupada. We are eternally grateful. Otherwise, you know, like I can speak for myself, we Indians sitting with all this knowledge, we are behind, you know, Western culture, you know, trying to enjoy all this stuff which has been already rejected. So this only because of Prabhupada that we are able to be here, practice devotional service. So we saw that how there are different ways of, so in summary, we saw that how there are different ways of doing jalpa, that is the conversations. There are 10 ways. So 9 ways are pretty high. Somebody wants a reference, it's in a Bhramari Gita. Radharani is glorifying Krishna. But we just do the 10th one, that is prajalpa, and we just discuss how we can avoid it, how we can make our talks, day-to-day talks, also Krishna conscious, slowly, little by little. And then we also saw that the worst of prajalpa is offending duty. We should never do that. Even we have to complain about something or this thing, we can make sure that we glorify it, you know, beforehand, afterhand about that duty. Then we also saw that two different types of devotees, one who are in Sambrahma and Vibrahma, those sakhas. So those who are in Vrindavan, those gopas, they are not at all have any conception about Lord's lordness, you know, Lord's supreme personality, supreme nature. But devotees like Arjuna, they have sometimes, you know, they go into that mood. But then we saw that how Krishna's, you know, accommodating nature, he gives the autonomy to devotees. He gives them power and he abides by their, you know, whatever they say. And then we saw the pastime of Lord Narasimha, how he abided by Brahma's, you know, whatever boon he gave. Then we also saw that Lord's merciful nature, like as he excuses, that Lord is animesh. He doesn't see what a devotee is doing wrong. He just closes his eyes for the time being. And then we saw that when this Lord, who is already so merciful, so excusing, when he is with his internal potency, like Mother Sita or Mother Rukmini, he becomes even more sweet, you know, even more forgiving. We saw the pastime of Jayanta, Virada, how Mother Sita, you know, forgive them. And then we also saw Mother Rukmini, that how she forgave even, you know, Rukmini. And then we saw that this Mother, Father, Supreme Lord, Ram, Sita, Krishna, Radha, Krishna, Rukmini, Dwarkadish, they come as Lord Chaitanya and they become even more sweet. Just by hearing about him, we saw the example of this Mlecha King. He got converted and, you know, become devotee. So once we realize this merciful nature, what we should do is, we should regret for our past. We should pray that in future we don't do that. And we should pray for, you know, taste for holy name. And we should do some tangible service for pleasure of Lord. So that is the most tangible way to show reciprocation. Prabhupada used to say, we don't have to be armchair speculators. And then, when this, like we also saw that whenever there is some pastimes, we may be bewildering. We can remember this pastime that Lord's every detail is so perfect, you know. And with that, like, you know, he says, you know, about reproaches. When Bhishma was throwing arrow, Krishna was feeling as if some lover is throwing flowers on him. You know, see, that's, you know, that's the quality of our Lord, you know, what the kind of reciprocation he's feeling. So we see that, you know, this merciful Lord comes up, Lord Chaitanya, he becomes more magnanimous. Lord Nityananda is, you know, square of that. He's much, much more, he's dunkle, you know, he's much more magnanimous. And we got the same mercy, access to that same mercy because of his divine grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. So we are eternally grateful to him. So I beg all of your blessings so that we get faith on these pastimes and we don't do prajalpa much, actually. You know, I don't do prajalpa much. So with this, would like to conclude. Any comments, questions, corrections, arrests, anything? Any comments, questions, corrections? Okay.
Slowed it down about half the amount I'd make a hundred. And then
Yeah. I'll
so
take
it. Means that although you have understand the philosophy very well, very nicely, and then, but the communication has to be just as nice as your understanding. And that is a whole other area. And your speaking can be understood by 100% of the devotees if you slow everything down and look at their faces and see if they're understanding what you're saying. Otherwise, you're just speaking and speaking what you know, and that's good, but they have to know what you know. And the only way they will know what you know is by speaking at a speed that everyone can process. Please do.
No, thank you, Maharaj. No, I'll... No, not at all.
I'm first speaking for myself, but I see that I'm speaking for quite a number of others in the class. So, therefore, I would simply mention, continue your studies the way you are studying. You're doing very, very nicely. You understand the things, but help us to understand what you understand. At least those of us who do understand. It's a very blunt statement I'm making, and I again apologize.
No.
Cause any insult or any upset.
Thank you, Maharaj. I take it as blessing, and next time I'll take it. Tantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Yeah.